You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The NBA and NHL playoffs were in full swing Friday, and we start on the hardwood where the Bucks and Pacers needed overtime in Indianapolis. Tom McCabe brings us the result.
Milwaukee fought back from 19 down in the first half to force overtime, but in the extra period, Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton hit a running jumper with 1 second to go and nailed a free throw for a 121-118 win.
I mean, I live for these moments, so you know, that's why I'm here. They have a lot of trust in me. This organization does. So I just felt like it was 6 seconds. That was enough time for me to get a good look. And you know what happened.
Halliburton had a triple-double, while Miles Turner led the Pacers with 29 points. Milwaukee played without Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Chris Middleton was hurting but still managed 42 points.
In the Western Conference, the Clippers and Mavericks met in Dallas. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Mavs rode a big second quarter to a 101-90 victory over the Clippers to take a 2-1 series lead in their first round Western Conference playoff series. Dallas coach Jason Kidd.
The mental aspect of this series, we have to be sharp and we have to understand what's taking place. And I thought the guys did a great job of protecting one another.
Dallas was led by a 22-point, 10-rebound, and 9-assist performance from Luka Doncic. Kyrie Irving added 21 points, scoring all but two of his points after halftime. The Mavs outscored LA 36-18 in the second quarter to take a 54-41 lead at the break. James Harden and Norman Powell scored 21 apiece, while Ivica Zubac added 19 for the Clippers.
Also in the West, the Timberwolves are up 3-0 over the Suns following a 126-109 win. Minnesota was led by Anthony Edwards with 36 points. NHL, the Rangers were in Washington hoping to take a stranglehold on their series. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Rangers are up 3-0 in their first round series following a 3-1 win at Washington. New York trailed until Chris Kreider and Barclay Goodrow scored 2 minutes apart early in the first period. Goodrow scored with the Blue Shirts, killing a penalty on Matt Rempe.
Chose made a great pass. I'm just trying to, you know, get it far side. Thought maybe he'd overslide, and you know, luckily it found a way in.
Vincent Trocheck added a power play goal in the second period and assisted on Goodrow's game winner. Igor Shesterkin handled 27 shots for the Rangers.
The Canucks and Predators played game 3 of their series in Nashville, where our Jeremy Gover has the story.
Just as their opponent did in game 2, the Vancouver Canucks survived game 3, holding on to beat the Nashville Predators 2-1 in their Western Conference quarterfinal series. Casey DeSmith, who's been thrust into the starter's crease due to an injury to Thatcher Demko, turned aside 29 shots in his first career playoff victory. Defenseman Ian Cole led all skaters in blocked shots with 5, but none bigger than when Predators center Ryan O'Reilly found the puck on his stick with a wide open net late in the third period. Cole says there's not much thinking involved on a play like that.
Ultimately, see it, try to block it, find the rebound, try to block that. It's just kind of scramble mode and just instincts at that point. So just trying to help Casey out as best we can. He played awesome for us tonight.
Vancouver leads the series 2-1 with game 4 coming on Sunday.
Coming up, the rest of the NHL playoff results plus the MLB story. The Avalanche trailed the Jets 2-1 after two periods in Colorado, then scored 5 third-period goals to win 6-2 and go up 2-1 in the series. One of the goals came from center Nathan MacKinnon.
Solid effort. You know, the intentions are all in the right place, and guys are working hard, and you know, it's just the beginning. We need to reset and come even harder on Sunday.
The Oilers were 6-1 winners over the Kings. They're now up 2-1 in the series. Zach Hyman and Leon Draisaitl scored twice for Edmonton. Major League Baseball, the Yankees and Brewers played extra innings in Milwaukee, where our Chuck Freeman took in the proceedings.
The first career home run for Joey Ortiz and the first walk-off hit in two separate at-bats led the Brewers to a 7-6 11-inning win over the Yankees. Ortiz got the Brewers on the board with an early two-run home run, and then an RBI single in the bottom of the 11th played at the winning run off Yankees reliever Michael Tonkin.
It's nice. I mean, you know, the more pitching you see, the better acquainted you get, the more comfortable you get. So it was just nice to, you know, feel comfortable today and, you know, the past few days as well.
The Yankees had the early offense going. They took a 5-4 lead in the fourth on a 3-run homer by Trent Grisham, but scored just one run the rest of the game, and that was in the 10th.
Oakland and Baltimore also played extra innings, as our Craig Heist reports.
Brent Rooker's RBI double in the top of the 10th inning off Jacob Webb scored the go-ahead run as the Athletics beat the Orioles 3-2. Rooker also doubled and scored the tie run in the top of the 9th on a hit by Abraham Toro off Orioles closer Craig Kimbrell. Rooker says this was a character win for the A's.
Corbin was out there doing his thing, dealing. We battled, we competed, had some grindy at-bats against him, and then, you know, get our opportunities late and take advantage of them, and was able to win a big game there.
Shea Langelier scored the game-winning run on Rooker's double. He also homered in the game.
Prior to the game, the Orioles demoted top prospect Jackson Holliday to the minors. He was hitting .059. The rest of the baseball scoreboard, Kansas City whitewashed Detroit 8-0. Atlanta took down Cleveland 6-2. The Dodgers crushed the Blue Jays 12-2. The Cubs defeated the Red Sox 7-1. The Cardinals doubled up the Mets 4-2. Washington was a 3-1 winner over Miami. The White Sox ended a 7-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over the Rays. Texas edged Cincinnati 2-1. Minnesota won at Anaheim 5-3. The Mariners were 6-1 winners over the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia rolled past San Diego 9-3. And the Giants walked off the Pirates 3-0. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.